This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, Amy Scott, our education correspondent, spent a full school year going in and out of Cincinnati, Ohio, working on a series about a school there called Euler School. Euler is part of a movement in education designed to help low-income kids actually finish high school and, fingers crossed, get out of poverty. It does that by surrounding those kids with the kind of support they often don't get at home, medical care and food and clothing and mentoring and college advising as well. This week, 45 seniors will walk across the stage and pick up their diplomas at Euler, where all of those services the school provides have helped. But the school is still in the bottom 5% of all the schools in Ohio. So Amy went back not too long ago to check on things. Here you go.
Teachers, please excuse the interruption. The following students need to report to the cafeteria.
Sounds like somebody's in trouble, but keep listening.
For attendance and honor roll recognition. First student we have is Delmar Cento.
Awaiting Delmar and his fellow students in the cafeteria is a donut breakfast. It's a reward for getting high grades or missing no more than 2 days of school during the quarter. Step one in turning around a school like Euler, you gotta get kids to show up. Children living in poverty get sick more often. They have to take care of brothers and sisters. Families move a lot or don't have reliable transportation. Sometimes a little nudge helps.
So come on up. You can have as many donuts as your stomach will allow.
That's Amy Randolph, principal at Euler. The state of Ohio has a minimum attendance requirement. And last year, Euler didn't meet it. So out came the donuts and gift cards to places like Chipotle and H&M.
Overall, school-wide, we have increased about 5% just in this past school year. So, you know, I think that that is an indicator that there's a little more motivation.
But it's going to take a lot more than donuts and gift cards to lift Euler out of the bottom 5% of schools in the state.
Help each other, help your partner.
It's also going to take higher scores on state tests. Math teacher Rachel Tapp has spent most of the spring semester getting her eighth graders ready for this year's exams.
Number five, I'm going to ask you to struggle around with that for a minute. I'm not going to help you yet.
After several years of progress, Euler has backslid in the last 2 years. And this year, Ohio switched over to new, by all accounts, harder tests aligned with the Common Core.
Oh, it was a lot harder.
When I visited, Justin Justice and his classmates were prepping for the second round of the new tests. They took round one back in February. Justin thinks he did pretty well.
It was like a couple questions I didn't understand. Besides that, yeah.
Still, Tapp, his teacher, says test scores can't capture everything Euler has achieved.
I agree that we need accountability, but I do wish that we had a better way of showing the work that actually gets done around here, because it is amazing and it does feel bad to fail over and over and over in the eyes of the state.
A lot of the work Tapp is referring to happens outside the classroom. Euler is built on the idea that before kids can learn, you have to meet their basic needs. In the last 10 years, the school has brought in a health clinic and vision center. It has a tutoring program with hundreds of volunteers, and now a dental clinic.
Open real big. That's a guy. Good job. Oh, that's perfect.
11th grader Bradley Daniels is reclined in a dental chair, mouth wide open, getting his first teeth cleaning in years. His mom, Tabitha Gribbins, sits by his side.
It's exciting to watch him grow, and college is next. I don't know, moving out and then moving on up in the world.
Not enough kids are taking that step, though. Today, Euler's high school graduates 40 to 50 kids every year. But Principal Amy Randolph says only about half of students who start as ninth graders finish in 4 years.
You should be graduating 95 to 100% of the kids that start. It's a small high school. It's designed for these students. So we're working on figuring out what can we do better to make sure we're doing that.
Randolph took over last year after the school's longtime principal resigned. With all the services in place, she can focus more on the academics. This year, the school got a three-year $1 million federal school improvement grant. Randolph hired instructional coaches to help teachers and launched a literacy program for the elementary grades.
There is a direct correlation with third grade reading levels and high school dropout rates.
In the high school, kids are taking their first advanced placement classes using new laptops they can bring home. And that's just inside the school.
How's it going?
With Euler, the job doesn't stop there. Part of its mission is to help revive a neighborhood plagued by drugs, prostitution, and poverty. After school, Randolph takes a walk through streets full of kids and neighbors enjoying a warm spring day.
This is really typical in the spring and the summer here. So, hey, buddy.
It was on a day like this last summer when a young man was shot here. In front of a small park, a tree is decorated with stuffed animals and flowers in his memory.
You know, it was real tragic because it was in the middle of a community cookout. So there was a lot of, I mean, it was like this, people everywhere. We had two-year-olds that, I mean, a kid in a diaper that actually, like, saw it. I mean, it was pretty horrific. So
still, there are signs of progress. There's a new pizza place and a community and art space run by a nonprofit ministry. One of the school's latest partnerships brought free Wi-Fi to the neighborhood. And Euler has started a new project, working with the city and local landlords and developers to create stable, affordable housing for its families.
You know, until we build and we have what we need, we're just going to keep working, keep chipping away.
That's a lot for a school to take on, but it's going to take a lot to create the kind of community where kids have little more to worry about than doing well in school. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amy made a documentary film about Euler while she was there. It is called Euler. We've got an excerpt on our website, along with pictures and the full radio series, which was called One School, One Year, at marketplace.org.